have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
All right, Arthur, you're up.
Paul and Silas was wrapped up in that Roman jail. Had nobody to go their bail. Silas said, you preach, and Paul said, I don't sing. And just about that hour, something happened. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour when the Roman guards go to sleep. So I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight hour. Yeah, in the midnight hour. I like to be with friends. Then again, like to be alone. So I can talk to my heavenly Father. Say it again now. Talk to my heavenly Father. Up in heaven, on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul. In the midnight hour. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're super glad to be with you on today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners listening in on today. We're super glad you could be with us on today. We send a shout out to our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and to all of our Elation Radio family. I want to send a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in and your support. But none of this could be done without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're grateful that he is in control. Our Abba Father is in control. And we're excited about it. On today, we have a very special guest that will be joining us. We're super excited about all that the Lord is doing. I want you to know you have time to grab a pen, grab a paper, so that you will be able to get all of the information that you need during this podcast. I want to share with you on today, this is a very, very special day. It's a day you've never seen before. It's a day I've never seen before, and we are indeed grateful about it. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we are actually getting prepared for the next realm. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassions, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Hallelujah. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, before we begin, we want to open up everything in this podcast dedicated to the Lord, and thank you all for listening in. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. I just want you to know we're grateful and appreciative of all that is taking place. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We ask that you give us wisdom on today. Hear our prayer, and also listen to the needs of those listening in. Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. We thank you for forgiving us, and we forgive others. Thank you for Elation Radio. Thank you for Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family, my family, our husband, doctor, our pastor, Donald Wright Jr., and all our special guests that's on today, Christopher Daniels. God bless his project and all that you're calling him to. We say thank you, and we appreciate you, and ask that you do what is necessary, hallelujah, in all of our lives. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we will thank you forevermore. Hear unspoken requests, heal, save, and deliver today. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen. We are super excited And we are looking forward to all that's going to take place on today. I don't know about you, but we've entered into a new year, which means there's newness all around us. With that being said, we must submit our plans to the Lord as we begin. I am excited about how that works, when it works, how he wants to do it, and all of that. I am grateful that these opportunities have been given to us, all right? Don't take for granted waking up another day. Always look to the hills from whence cometh your help, and all your help cometh from the Lord. It is vital that we look at what we have in our lives to realize how to utilize all of our gifts, our talents, the prayers, all of the things that you're going to need to make it in this year. You are not alone. Hallelujah. You are not alone. Hallelujah. I am grateful. Today we're going to be doing a short exhortation before our guest, and we're excited about him being on today. We know that the Lord is doing an amazing thing. Hallelujah. I am excited because I know that nobody can do it. Hallelujah, like he can. Hallelujah. Give us a moment here. Let me confirm something with our guests. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. I'm grateful that we are moving in the right direction here. So what we're going to be talking about is how do we begin? What do we need to do in the beginning of our year? Hallelujah. What do we need to do in the beginning of the year? Let's go to John 1. Hallelujah. And we're going to break it down real quick so that we get a good analogy of what this all means. John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does that mean? The Word was God. Everything we see around us, when you look outside and you see the trees and you see the grass and you see the homes, whatever you see, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The Word of God was there then. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So I want you to stop there and think about what I just said. Everything that was made by him, right? And it says that nothing without him, not anything was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know how we always say, let your light so shine. What we're talking about is our inner heart, inner man, being able to shine where people understand who you are. That light is to be bright. That light is to give illumination to those that are in darkness. That light is to show forth his word in you as you believe in him. Hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is critical because he's personified who John was. John had an assignment. You have an assignment in your life, whether it is in ministry, business, in the community, whatever you've been graced to give in your gifts and your talents, you have an assignment. Everybody has an assignment. If you're a baby, when babies are born, some babies are born to bring families together. Other babies are born for various reasons, to bring sensitivity and love. Mostly when a child is born, whether you've had a baby shower or not, that child, when it's held, brings the joy out of us as individuals. This is very key because assignment is key. Here the Bible tells us about John. He goes on to express to us, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Why is that important? Because his assignment had to be fulfilled. I want you to take a moment right now and think about your life. What is your assignment? What are you called to do? How were you trusted with what you have to impact, whether it be your family, a local assembly, your community, your school, wherever you are? What have you been assigned to that you will bring clarity and help someone to understand what's great in this world? But more so in your faith, how do you carry your faith that others would understand why you are created the way you are and by whom you were created, all right? The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Listen, I want you to always remember, especially as believers and faith-filled believers, when you've been assigned by something to do something for the kingdom, remember you are considered a light. That means you shouldn't be dim. It means we should be able to see you, see your work, see your heart, see your faith come alive. In your life, your faith should be alive. There are going to be times when you can't do a thing, but you're going to need to depend on the word in order to get you through. So if you are not inputting anything into you, your light is not going to shine as brightly. We have gifts, we have talents, they will only carry us so far. But if we take this word, apply it to our life, have faith, and in our assignments do what we're called to do, it's going to do and reach who it's supposed to reach. The question oftentimes is, who are we called to reach? When you're on a job, you have been given a certain assignment, you are paid for a certain thing, that is your assignment. And oftentimes, your grace to be able to do more, your grace to be able to excel to promotion. But in that time of learning, you want to make sure you're in the right area. This is very key in life all the way around. Being in the right place at the assignment that you're given to be able to fulfill it wholly. It's critical. We're living in a time that assignments are needed, and they are needed now. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Don't be afraid of rejection. It happens when you are a believer and you are faith-filled and in life, you're going to do things and not be accepted. It's called rejection. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When God assigns you and births you for his purpose, you must listen to him that you may hear your assignment well. And that comes through prayer. It comes through meditation. It comes in waiting. Uh-oh, there's a word most people don't want to hear. It comes in waiting. Why? Because it's essential to be able to do what you need to do. It's vital that you live the way you're supposed to live in order to accomplish what you're supposed to do. But as many as received them, to them gave you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. If I can tell you anything else, I want to share this with you. Who can trust you to be a part of an assignment that you won't take the glory, but you will press forward in that which you were given? It is critical when you're given an assignment, whether you are a owner of a company, whether you are a member of a congregation, whether you are of anything that the world can look at to see as great. Bottom line is every great leader had to be taught and had to follow. It is critical in this day and age when God has trusted you to do a work that you pray about everything, that you listen for an answer. As you listen for that answer, that you fulfill his task and duty given to you. Why? Because somebody's life depends on it. If you are a pastor in a congregation, depends on the preaching and the teaching of you feeding the flock in order for them to grow. If you are an entrepreneur, someone depends on their paycheck in order to live in this world and to survive. There are others in the community that they lead in order to help someone else become better. We just celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. It was critical that those that served with him understood that he was the leader, followed his instruction, added to what he wanted to do, that he could accomplish the assignment on his life. Perhaps that's you today, that you've been given a task that others are able to see by your faith, by your tenacity, the things they are to do to become stronger to understand their assignment. The key role in this for John was understanding he was chosen to do a great work, but he understood the greater work was in the one who sent him. Whenever we hear somebody that can give us, that says to us that God's assignment is well, whenever you can be loved on and appreciated and supported, it is a gift. May we live in a world where we understand that true love, true assignment, and the gift is to give away that which we've been given so that it impacts a world. If we will look at life and look at what we've been blessed with, if you are a parent and you're blessed with children, you are a steward for those children. Those children will learn, grow, and develop depending on what you put inside of them. Whether you are a parent or whether you're a caretaker, they will take in those tools, those gifts, your faith, whatever it is, they will be able to receive it because of what you've imparted. Your gift, your existence is valuable. If no one told you today how blessed, how gifted, and anointed you are, please know that you are. You are valuable. You are valuable. You are valuable, and we need you. I need you. Your family needs you. Your community needs you. Your church, of all places, if you're connected with a local assembly, needs you. We need you. Why? Your faith, your walk in Christ, it's important. I don't want you to believe that what you have isn't important. And when we talk about letting our light so shine, we're talking about being able to allow that which was given to us to be given away that someone else can become stronger too. It was a time when we sat around the table, and for dinner, everyone would share how their day was. Everyone would give some input on what that day was for them. Some families still do that. Others do not. But can I say this? The value of that was being able to have a voice to share what was on the inside that someone else could be encouraged. When you attend local assemblies and different services, conferences, when one gets up to speak, and there's an opportunity, whether it be for testimony or whether it be for some other place where you can sing a song or give an encouraging word, share what has been good in your life. It is an encouragement. It is an assignment that is needed that others can be encouraged to. As you face this 2024 year, I want you to remember that those plans, those things that you've been given are great, but they become even greater with your faith. Being able to be able to look at what it is, ask for guidance, seek his face, be able to connect with those that God says are like-minded, because you will find there will be peace in your assignment. I can't promise you this year that every to be well. What we can believe God for is that because he's trusted us with these assignments, that as we carry them, we don't forget about the giver of the gifts. We don't forget about what we need to do, even in the face of challenges, that we stand strong, having done all to stand, that others may see what is needed, and that we can understand what it is to even be transparent, and being transparent enough to say, I need you, because we weren't made to be an island. I'm so grateful John understood his assignment, that he didn't get the high head. He didn't get the eye rule. Sometimes people are given authority and they don't know how to handle it. But when you've been trusted and when you're on point with your assignment, the Lord himself will again open doors. We're talking about open doors this year, that you won't be able, no man will be able to close, because you're following assignment and you're following it well. May I encourage you to think about those you serve with, the things that you do. Make sure in 2024 for your assignment that you're following it and you're following it well, that things will happen the way it means to you, because you're not getting ahead of the assignment. You're walking in pace with what he's giving you, and that you are making sure that you reach those that you have to reach in your testimony, in your business, in your serving, whatever it is that you're doing, that the impact you're making is so much bigger for you than you. It's much bigger than you. It is one thing to be trusted, and we can be grateful when we're trusted with an assignment. So I want you to think about that today. I want you to feel confident that you've been chosen for something. Pray about it. Seek his face. Don't just run to do it. Do all you can to make sure that your assignment is well. Make sure that I often would tell the children as they were coming up, whatever you want to do, it's great to put it on a vision board, but what are you going to do to bring the vision to pass? How are you going to be able to get there? The first step is to seek the Lord. Those were the things we did in our home. Then for you to do your best to pursue what you can, whether it be schooling, whether it be training or some form of research, whatever you can do to fulfill that. And all things work together for good. So be encouraged as you begin your year this year, and be okay with knowing that you have an assignment and that you are trusted. So grateful that you could join us on today. I pray that you've received some nuggets and some things that will be able to take you a little further in the year. Connect yourself up with like-minded ones, those that are assigned to help you in the path the Lord is sending you on. He knows how to lead you where you need to be. Don't do it without him. If you trust him all the way. We're going to prepare for our guests. I ask that you just continue to be excited about that and know that things are working for you. For your good. Hallelujah. Things are working for your good. Well, we're super excited today in the Just For You podcast. Today is a very special guest. He is a young man doing great and marvelous things. I love to see God use people in their giftings, their talents, and knowing that they have a heart to fulfill the work that they're doing. We're talking about introducing to some and presenting to others none other than Christopher R. Daniels. God bless you on this evening.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Ellie. Good morning. Good evening. How are you?
Listen, I am well. Well, you know what that says to me? If you said good morning, that means that you're a traveling man and that you've gotten home to the city and that things are well. Well, listen,
yes,
we're super grateful to have you on today. You know, I saw that you were doing this project. I said, we've got to get you on because the content is powerful. And I'm just so proud of you. Can I just take a moment to say I'm very proud of all God is doing for you in your life, in your family's life, and in all that you are doing. God bless you. Kingdom blessings to all that you are doing. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Please share with those that may not be familiar with you and all that you're called to. Would you explain to them who you are, and then we'll go from there, all right?
Sure. Okay, well, my name is Christopher Daniels, and I believe that I'm just called to God's people.
Yeah.
Part of my belief and part of my passion is putting others on stages, presenting others, propelling other people's dreams. And I've just noticed that throughout the years, whether it's a youth or an adult, that's how God has just been using me throughout the years since 96,
pretty much.
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. And you know what I love about that? You said something about it, for one, not only to be a creative, but for one to have a heart to want to do that. We're grateful for that in your life. Tell us, how did you get started? You've been doing this since 1996. It's been a passion of yours. You started off, did you start in a local assembly? How did you begin your work that you're doing today?
Well, it all started, as far as my passion for others, especially for the youth, it all started when my mom made me volunteer at Tiny Tots Daycare.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, she made me volunteer. And after a month of volunteering, the owner came to me and said I was working harder than the people she was paying. And she put me on payroll. And from then on out, I've been working with school-age kids, even though I was in middle school myself. But I was at middle school, I was doing a before and after school program for elementary kids. And then when I graduated from high school, I got offered a job at the middle school connected to it to do the same thing. And it's just been all youth ever since, either whether it be mentoring them, teaching them the arts, to now teaching acting classes and just being that positive impact throughout the years. I mean, that's just been a passion of mine.
And you know what I love hearing you say? You started in middle school, and now your passion is not changed. You've just gotten older where you can give more with what all God has blessed you with. How important is that? Because sometimes people tend to think that when they begin something, oh, you know, they were younger when they were doing. But look at the faithfulness of you sticking to what God gave you to do, that he's opened doors. Now, listen, I want St. Louis to understand, you've just not been in St. Louis with your gift. You have been able to change and go outside of our city. Talk to us about how your gift has made room for you. We hear that scripture all the time, but talk to us about how your gift has made room for you.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, so I've, you know, did some stuff here, started youth programming in Des Moines, Iowa. I was actually the youth theater drama director for Bishop Paul S. Morton Church in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I did some stuff in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then at some point, God said, okay, let's go back home and let's plant our feet and stay here. Because now that I'm doing the TV and the film stuff, even when I was doing the Christian rap, everybody was saying, okay, it's time to move. Let's go to another city. Let's go to where it's at. But for some reason, God was just telling me, nope, for this season right now, plant your feet here. This is the ground. This is the ground that needs it. And yeah, he hasn't let me down yet.
And you know what I love about that? Let me tell you something. It's a word called wait. So many times, because people are gifted, they're ready to run. It looks like it's greener over here, or look, this is an opportunity there. But what I love is the faithfulness of God when we wait on him. Now, since you've waited on him, so many things are taking place. Let's talk about this project called Missing. Talk to us about this particular film, what it means to you. Why was it important to drop this now?
Yes. So a year and a half ago, there's always so much stuff. Because, you know, me working with the youth, I'm tripping and seeing so much happening to them. While adults, we act like we don't see it. The media doesn't talk about it, but they're always under attack. And one night I was up praying like, God, what can I do? I wish I could use my platform to do something, to make some type of impact. Went to sleep, woke up, and then this story came to mind, and it deals with, you know, inner city youth, black and brown kids, not just them, of course, but them getting kidnapped, and this story shine light on it and bring awareness and start the discussion, because we don't hear it that often. Like we didn't hear about the story about the kid that his body was found in the river with no organs. Like, that kind of stuff, we don't hear. The news don't talk about it. So the passion for this is not only to shine light on it, to get us to talk about it, to put it in arenas where there is a discussion and a realization that this is happening in St. Louis, but then also to try to create an atmosphere of, okay, this is what you should do to avoid it. You know, sparking that conversation between parents and their kids as far as planning the proper way and making sure that we understand and they understand what is needed. You know, like passwords, you know, like keywords. Like when I was a kid, my mom would say, nobody, don't get in nobody car unless they knew the password, unless they knew the word that only we knew. Like, that kind of stuff has been lost. And you know, and like what's today? Today is the 17th, and already this year alone, there's 16 kids missing. This year alone. So that's one kid a day missing in St. Louis City. That's not even just county. That's St. Louis City. That's, so this that's what makes this story prevalent. But a year and a half ago, I had no idea that it would grow and be more important this time. It's almost kind of like with Noah, right? God told him to build this boat. He didn't understand why he was building it. But by the time it was built, he saw the reason. So now that we're seeing how many kids are coming amiss, we're all getting together on social media to fight for each other, to stand up. And it just all happens that this movie's coming out right now. I think God knew what he was doing when he started me on his path.
Yes. And you know what's so great? You were talking about stats, and I looked up some things, and I know that we often hear about people missing. But when I saw in the United States alone, it's over 100,000 black and brown, our race that are missing. It's unbelievable. Listen, this is key. And the reason why I wanted you to definitely talk about this, because if it was like for me, when someone sends me a flyer, we're always grateful to share the flyer, but it is something to continue to pray for our community. I often say every week, look and pay attention in your neighborhood when you see a vehicle that constantly rides up and down the street that you normally do not see. When the kids are going to school, watch out for those bus stops. You know, you may see their teenagers, but listen, just because someone wants to be connected with friends, we want to make sure we can do all we can in our communities, local churches as well, to find a way to keep our children and everyone safe. So I thank you for sharing that, because it's key things that we can do. So talk to us. You said that it's grown into so much. What would you like to see come out of this besides people seeing the film? Because we're going to talk about where they'll be able to see it. But what would you like the community, the local churches? Let's talk about the churches for a moment. What are you expecting from our local assemblies and churches and places of faith to be able to do concerning this project?
Outside of just the project, like just the figuring out a way to come together as a body of Christ, as a body of believers, to start protecting our kids from these things, protecting our kids from all of the stuff that is attacking them. You think about it, 20 years ago, or maybe even more than that, at 10 o'clock at night, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? Like, all of that stuff has stopped. We got babies walking the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning in diapers. Like, it's too much. It's getting too far out of hand. And we just got to get back to the point where we're starting to hold each other accountable, looking after each other. And building relationships like we used to. Of course, the body of Christ is automatically should have that relationship. You know, once a kid comes and a family comes, we say hi, we thank them for coming. There should be some follow through. If we take their name, there should be a follow through call. Not just asking why they're not coming to church. That's not them coming to church. It's not even the issue. No, figuring out a way to connect and build with them. So then, when they are in crisis, they have somebody who they can call and they can trust. And that's where it all comes down to, for sure.
And I love that, because it's so often that young people, we know this working with you, they're not going to talk to everybody, right? One thing about young people, they're going to check you out and they're going to see whether or not you're real. And if you're real, they'll give you some tidbits just to see if they can trust you. This is critical, not only for the local churches and even adults. You know, I had no shame. Can I share this with you? Having my children, when they had phones, and we would walk up on them, my husband and I, all of a sudden say, hey, let me see your phone. And they never knew when this was going to, so you don't have time to erase nothing, right?
Right.
Golden point was to help them to understand at any given time, if you're doing the right thing, you have nothing to be ashamed of. But if you are doing something that could cause you to be in trouble, I want parents to take that off of them, of feeling like that your child may feel like they don't have their privacy, because it's the very thing that will save their life. Social media has been really, really influential in our children's lives, right? Like,
oh,
if you don't know what sites they're on, you don't know the different languages they use, you know, it's important to know what your children and your young adults are watching, because those things help them to get connected to people. There have been too many instances where older men have got a hold of younger young women because they pretend they're younger. And these young ladies go out to search for them to find they never come home again. So I had no shame. We would ask for, listen, we had passwords, okay? We had those passwords.
And that's what it comes down to, because you gotta plan. You know, the greatest travesties come in those areas that you don't
come
plan.
On.
So if you're not making plans for whatever it happens, like even if the nation had this huge thing, we go into war, we find ourselves, everything is shut down. We already know, my whole family knows that if everything shuts down, no matter who we are, cousins, aunties, whatever, we all know which house we're going to. If we can't talk to each other on the phone, we know everybody needs to make it to this city, to this house, and that's where we're going to be at. Like, so it's just basic planning, basic preparation. And for instance, most people talk about the cell phones and social media. Did you know that your phones have something designed in them to where if you're in an emergency, there's a button that you can push, even on your smartwatch. You tap this button on your smartwatch 2 times, it automatically sends an alert to the police, and it automatically sends an alert up to 5 people. It tells them you're in danger, and it tells them, and it tells them your location, and it starts to track your location to everybody after you push this button 2 times real quick.
Wow.
See, like, most people don't even notice stuff that, that is designed to help. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of starting those conversations to make it a point to prepare, to be prepared for whatever. People die. The Bible says people die for lack of knowledge, right?
Yes, sir.
We gotta build up our knowledge bank and make sure that we have a plan, and that's what it all comes down to.
That is so amazing. And listen, if you're going to be doing some of these trainings or have locations, we want you to share that with the listening audience, because I'm sure not only in just hearing this, but when others hear this information, it's like, well, what do we need to do? How do we need to do it? Let's go back to your project. Talk about the movie Missing. Is it in theaters? Where can we see it? How do we connect with this film?
All right, so Missing in STL will be at the Gallery of Six Cinemas on July 26th. It'll be there for 2 weeks. It's going to start there for 2 weeks. We have a red carpet premiere happening at the 7 o'clock show that Friday, which is next week. But we have other show times. The theater is excited to have the film, and it's all local. Like, the music that you're hearing in the film is local. The actors are local. Everything is done right here in St. Louis, and we are really, really excited. After it leaves the theater, then it will be moving on to Amazon Prime.
Wonderful.
So we're definitely excited to share the film with those outside of St. Louis. So we're really excited.
Let me ask you this, after you've done that and with Amazon Prime, are you open for local assemblies after you've done your premiere and the other necessities that you need to do, that if a pastor or a conference or someone wants to bring you in and this project, are they able to do that, or how does that all work?
They can definitely reach out to me. They can go to teamfocusproductions.com. We can set those up. Now, I will say, since we're talking about screenings and church screenings and building up the churches, the next project we're doing is called But If Not, and that is going to be one that I push heavy to the churches and heavy to the saved community, because that's the premise of that film is based on the 3 Google Boys. God can deliver, he can heal, he can set free, but even if he doesn't,
come on,
our response And that film answers the question, is he still God in your life if he tells you no? If he doesn't heal, right? If you don't get the healing that you thought you needed and you thought you wanted
from
that loved one, do you still trust him enough to acknowledge him still as God? And that's a film that we're doing. We're making sure that we keep it real with that film. It's not going to be like a Hallmark preaching story. But it's definitely going to be heavy on the realism of do when we say we trust God, do we only trust him when things are good? Or can we trust him in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a tornado, in the midst of a drought? Do we still love him with the same capacity? So I'm really excited about that film because that's the next one. And that one would definitely be touring. And we'll be setting up screenings for churches and across the country. Yeah, so I'm excited.
I love it. And I just wanted to congratulate you. Kimmy, congratulate you. You know, we all love you and appreciate the work that you're doing. I tell you, it's amazing the timing of God and how he moves and what he does. I congratulate you on the work that you're doing with the youth. Outside this project and the upcoming film, is there any other information you'd like to provide to the listening audience on any of your youth-related or events overall that you are going to be a part of?
Right. Well, two things. I do acting classes for young people and young adults, those who are passionate about acting, whether it's on stage or on film. We do those classes. You get the information for that as well on the website, teamfocusproductions.com. But then also we do something that is kind of different. We have something called the Stay Focused Awards. And what we do is we don't do like, you know, sometimes to get an award, some people submit their kid and they submit people. We don't do any submissions. What we do is people who are connected to this project, we look to kids, and it's, whether it's on TV, whether it's by word of mouth, we look for those kids and who are doing this amazing stuff in the community, and we surprise them and their families with an award, with the scholarship, you know, and that's something that we love to do. So those are the two things we do. We celebrate youth, but we also educate them and prepare them for the dreams they have without thinking that they got to wait till they get older to get them. You know, we want to celebrate them now while they're young.
I love it. And, you know, that is so critical. And when a young person feels they're being observed and they're appreciated, it does so much for them in their communities and their homes. And thank you for doing that work. Elation Honors has a program that we do every year. And it's so important, like you said. We can get caught up in this world if we would just look at all the stats that people have, right? But the stats doesn't talk about the heart of an individual, right? So with you doing it the way you're doing it, you get to see the heart of that person and the way they serve. And I want to again say this, as you're serving the youth, I want you to always know what an impact you are making on them. You know, one of the things I love is I often talk about a lady by the name of Annie B. Bullock who took me under her wings in church. My mother and those that prayed for me and all these people that cross our paths, right? As we grow older, we never forget them. Each one of those young people you've served with on this film and many that you've served with throughout the years, your own children, your own family, they will never forget the work that you do. So I am so excited to know that it is inside of them just from coming in contact with you. We talked about today, John 1. Which talked about John and how he was a forerunner for Jesus. He knew his role. He didn't take over. He didn't take the big head because of who he was serving. It's so critical to remain humble, but understand what you're called to do because that is your fruit, all of the people that you've crossed paths with. So what an amazing story. What a blessing. Are there any other closing remarks you'd like to make? I want to ask, if you will, encourage someone that may have felt like, hey, I have something to give, or in your own words, whatever the Lord would tell you, to let them know that it's valid to have that passion and never let go.
Yeah, definitely. Well, going back, something hit me because this is something I live by, and I've been living by this for a minute, so I always talk about this. Anytime it comes up, earlier you talked about waiting. You know, you talked about waiting on God, and I just want to make sure, you probably heard me say it before, but I just want to make sure that your listeners understand that waiting does not always mean look at a clock and stop.
Come on.
Sometimes waiting looks a little different. If you got a job at Applebee's, if you got a job at Chick-fil-A, you as a waiter, your job is different. You're no longer just waiting for something to happen. You are actually making it happen. You're taking somebody's order. You know, you're giving them customer service, and you're serving. Your waiting is a service. And what I do and what God put on my heart is start to wait like this. God, I thank you for coming into my life. I thank you for using me. Can I take your order today? Today's specialty is praise and worship with a side of glory and honor. And I know how you like your meal. You like it well done. So I give you perfected praise. How can you use me today? And this is how my life has been. I always look for ways to wait on God, right? To serve God. And what happens is he just continues to open doors. He continues to give me insight. He continues to give me fresh ideas and fresh stories to impact the generation, to impact the generations for his glory, and to promote them staying focused on him. And that's what I'm saying. So I encourage everybody on here to continue to wait, but just make sure your waiting has a level of service to it and good customer service as well. And you'll be all right.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we certainly thank you for those encouraging words and for being on today. What a blessing it is to have had you on. I want you to know, please give your address again, email address for the contact or website information so we can contact you again.
Definitely. If you want more information about the things that we're doing over here at Team Focus, you can go to Team Focused Production. That's past tense. TeamFocusedProductions.com. The film Missing STL will be at Gallery of Six Cinemas starting July 26th. It'll be there for 2 weeks. You can literally go online to galleryofsixcinemas.com and get tickets for the opening weekend. The premiere still has a few tickets left, so if you want to be a part of the premiere, definitely you don't want to miss it. It's a red carpet experience, a Q&A with the kids that's in it, talk back with the cast. But, yeah, that's what we're doing, and we're just – grinded and just staying focused on what God wants us to do and making sure that we don't get caught up in trying to do what we want to do because of whatever. We just making sure that we continue to listen in and tune in and give him what he requires, for sure.
Excellent. Thank you again for joining us today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wine, right on Elation Radio. We thank you for joining us on today. Well, listen, St. Louis, you just heard from Christopher Daniels of Team Focus. Listen. I heard something that I really want you to do. If you are a local assembly, if you're a community group, if you have an organization, this would be a key opportunity to make it a group affair for you and your particular entity. This would not only support and help a local filmmaker, but it also will help us gain knowledge for what it is that we can do to support in this community. If you're not in the St. Louis area, you have the website. Please connect with Christopher Daniels so that he's able to connect you with those things that could apply for you out of state as well. This is something that's not just an area need. This is needed in communities across the country. So we are very proud of him from St. Louis, but more so, he belongs to God, and God is able to take him wherever this project and this work is needed so that others can be a part of this as well. So thank you, and please keep those information close to your heart that you'll be able to connect with Christopher Daniels, all right? Thank you again for listening to him. I want to share with you on this weekend, we have some notable things that are coming up. We want to say first, though, if it is your birthday, we say happy birthday to you from Elation Radio and Just For You. Listen, whether it's your birthday, you wrote a book, you started a project, whatever it is that brings your heart joy and celebration, we're celebrating you on today. Happy birthday to Dr. Loretta Petit, a part of our family at Elation Radio, as well as Brian Blessingame, minister and pastor Brian Blessingame. Yes, yes, yes. Happy birthday to you, and yes, Christopher Daniels. All right. I will also want to say happy birthday to all of the listeners listening in, or whatever your celebration may be. We know on the opposite side, all right, there is also a time where there may be heartache, pain, maybe prayer is needed. We send our prayers out to Janie Lynn Sims and Mike Sims and their family at this time. We're asking the community to lift them in prayer. To the Glazer family, please continue to lift them in prayer. To the Robinson family, to the Wright family, to all of our families, lift each other in prayer. It is always necessary. It doesn't have to be anything wrong. Just pray that the Lord will continue to bless and keep us all, give us focus for the new year, be able to hear and understand his voice concerning all that he has to come, and that we are in tune with him. I want to share with you, we'll be back, Elation Radio, on the fourth Friday on Clubhouse at 9 p.m., that's Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. Resources for our area. We want you to know that we have United Way here in the St. Louis area. We dial 211. If you are not in the St. Louis area, United Way is a national organization. Please look them up for your area to receive assistance. They have assistance and referrals for utility assistance. They have all kinds of referrals for clothing, different various things, services that are available for the community. Please check with United Way at 211. We also have Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. Urban League is also a national organization. If you are outside of the St. Louis area, you can find out more about all of the programs, the assistance. They just finished an awesome food drive on January the 15th, where they served the local community with food and toiletries and supplies, as well as needed items. For more information about Urban League, you can find them at ulstl.com. We also have St. Louis County Library. Don't go to sleep on the library. Make sure you find and check them out instead of just checking books. They have toddler diapers. They have monthly necessities for women and much, much more. To find out more about what St. Louis County Library offers, you can reach them at slcl.org. Also, I want to share with you about some different events that are coming up this weekend that will be in the St. Louis area. Again, in the St. Louis area, I want to share with you that there is a wonderful prayer summit coming up, and this prayer summit was going to be and is going to be with none other than Dr. Tanika Kanoy. That's Dr. Tanika Kanoy. I'm going to get it right. And this prayer summit is geared for all to come and to experience God, and you are called and designated to be there. And I want you to have your hearts and your minds ready for this event. It is the Prevailing Prayer Summit with Dr. Kanoy Tanika. Hallelujah. She will have many guests that will be praying with her. This will be on Saturday, January the 20th, 2024, at 3 p.m. Where will you meet them? 14550 Newhouse Ferry Road in Missouri, 63033. So again, this is Kingdom Word Ministries is presenting the Prevailing Prayer Summit. And for more information, please reach out to Dr. Kanoy. Tanika is the host, and you can reach her at Dr. Kanoy Tanika. That's Dr. and then K-A-N-O-I. And then the second name is Tanika, T-A-M-I-K-A. Also, I'd like to share with you there is an upcoming opportunity for those who want their children to learn more about dance. You have an opportunity to celebrate and for your children to attend Liberate Me to Move. That's Liberate Me to Move. Hallelujah. It is for ages 3 and up, and adults 40 and up are welcome to attend. For more information, you may go to www.liberatemetomove.com. These classes are available, and you will see Cherie Crawford for this information. So please go to Liberate Me to Move, Liberate Me to Move, LiberateMeToMove.com. All right. Now, we want to share one last event that is coming up on January 17th through the 19th. It is called Revival Fire. It will be held at 10600 Bell Fountain Road, 3137. This is in St. Louis, Missouri. And the pastor is Latricia Simmons Williams. This will be held at the True Transformation Church. True Transformation Church. Please check them out for this revival. The address again will be 10600 Bell Fountain Road, 63137. I want to share with you on Monday night, you can watch Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Facebook Live, 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. On Wednesdays, meet us back here at the Elation Radio Station, where you will hear Just For You podcast, the Just For You podcast. We'll be back on, if the Lord says the same, at 5:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Listen, I want you to be assured that great things are happening in the community. Perhaps you'd like to share your community announcement. Please, by all means, send it to me, Michelle Wright, that's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can find me on Facebook. If you prefer to email me, you can email me your prayer requests, your praise reports, all those good things at leadingwright, leading like you're leading someone, write like my last name, WRIGHT@gmail.com. It's been a pleasure to serve you. We want to say a special thank you to our guest today, Chris Daniels. Thank you again for sharing such words of wisdom. And we want to say thank you to Elation Radio with our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Hey, did you know that Elation Radio is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? You can find this podcast and other podcasts on most of your digital platforms. Look for Elation Radio, and then you'll find Just For You, and you'll find other interesting podcasts that will be just for you. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Please keep us all lifted in prayer. Hold fast the word of God as you go into this new year, and don't do life without him. Our Abba Father, Jesus is our elder brother, and without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it is vital, it is important, and we are thankful to have the opportunity to breathe, live, and have our being. Thank you, Doctor. I keep saying, Doctor, God must be getting ready to do something. But to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., thank you again for your love and your support. We could not do anything without the Lord, but especially you, the listeners. Know that we are praying for you. We love you and looking forward to you joining us again on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Until next time, may God continue to bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you, and know that you are loved. Hallelujah.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing. I'm walking, I'm feeling. my love.